Network. I am your host, Fierce Manson, and this is the show for you, sugar. We got it going on today with Alex and Wack. All right, we're going to have a great time. I'm going to say hello to my guests in one moment, and we're going to get down with the tea with the Blue Bloods cast member. All right, now listen, I got to give a shout out to my team, Fierce Nation International. They are the bomb. They are the bomb. They are totally the bomb. They keep me busy. They keep me hopping every single day. All right, Fierce Nation, y'all doing what you do. Appreciate you and thank you. So if you are in Southwest or North Africa, if you are in Kenya, Ghana, Zimbabwe, you guys, if you're not part of the team, come on over to Fierce Nation International so you can see what we do and how we do. Listen, it's more than a Facebook group. We are on a mission to change one life at a time in order to change a continent. That is our goal. That is our mission. And listen, if you are based in the U.S., there's a group for you as well. You Are Fierce, which is over on Facebook. Join the group if you are a small business owner, entrepreneur, artist, or author, and you need a little motivation. We can keep you inspired. That's what we do. We drop it on you and keep you inspired, baby. All right, now, you can follow the show. Y'all can tell I'm a little pumped up here. You know, I'm a little pumped up. Okay, so you can follow the show at iHeartRadio, iHeartRadio.com. Use the keyword, The Fierce Female. When the show comes up, click follow, and you'll get all the episodes. Oh, yes, you will. And you'll stay up to date on what's going on the network. I'm going to say hello to my guest. Hi, Alex.
Hey, my friend. How are you doing? How are
Hi.
You?
Yeah.
How are
Good.
You?
How are you? I'm marvelous.
That's awesome.
How
That's
you?
Good to hear.
Yes.
I'm doing great, thank you. I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be on your show. I've been looking forward to it. And
thank you.
So thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. You know, we're all excited to have you here. I've been looking forward to it all month long.
Yeah, I was looking forward to it, too. I just marked it on my calendar, and I just touched base with you this morning just to make sure that we were a go, and I was happy to hear that we're ready to rock and roll. So, yeah, we're here, and a lot of exciting things going on. How have you been?
I've been well. I've been really, really busy. You know, Alex, I'm so thankful and so grateful for all the talent that comes across the network. I really am really grateful. There's been a lot of artists reaching out, so talented, and it's been really an amazing year. It really has been. But now I want to talk about your project. You have a lot going on.
Yeah, I do have a lot going on. I like to keep myself busy. I have a martial arts studio that I teach children and adults. And they have classes 5 days a week and Saturday and kickboxing. But also I have other projects that I am working on. I have the second episode of what's called Private A's. It's a YouTube series that we're going to start having a couple of rehearsals, and then we'll start shooting. And then I had a couple auditions last week. I had a print audition for this job in Philadelphia, so I'm waiting to hear back from them. And then John Wick 4 is coming out, so I spoke to my manager and agents to keep an eye and ear open for that, because I was in the first three. Actually, the first one I was in, the second one I was in, and the third one I did a photo promo for the movie. So hopefully I'll be able to be in John Wick 4. And then every day, you know, I keep on top of what's going on in the business. I have a manager in New York, and a couple of agents in New York and New Jersey, and then I have a gentleman in Los Angeles, and I have someone in Virginia that represents me in the Southeast. And if there's something that they feel that I'd be good for or someone requests me, then I just do a self-tape audition and I send it to them. Actually, even in New York, now with the virus and stuff, where I used to go and audition, now it's all self-tape. You videotape yourself. And my friend Jason helps me. And then I send it to my agent or manager, and I send it over, email it over, and then we wait and see what happens. So every day is another, you never know in this business, you know, because I could get an email saying, Alex, are you available to do an audition tomorrow? No, not tomorrow, maybe the next day for this show. We have a print audition for you for this medical product for Philadelphia, and it's due Monday by the end of the day. And something like that, I got that on Friday. So I got it done, and I sent it over to him yesterday. So I'm always moving and grooving and hustling and grinding and trying to move forward and always trying to improve myself. And that's what I tell the students. You always try to improve yourself, and then if you can help someone along the way, that's great. That's what it's all about. And so I try to walk the walk and not just talk the talk, basically. Lead by example, right?
That's right. Yes. And let me ask you, did you always know you wanted to get into acting, or did it kind of, you know, did you kind of land in acting, or did you plan for it? How did it happen for you? What was your journey like?
How that happened was, I was always interested, but I didn't really know how to go about it. And then I was born in New Haven, Connecticut, right where Yale University is, and Yale New Haven Hospital. And I trained with my instructor here, but then he had to leave for personal reasons. And I started going out to Los Angeles, Santa Monica, and training with this gentleman there. And then he said, you know, Alex, you have a unique look. You should look into getting into the movies and films and TV and stuff like that. And at the time, he was doing stuff himself, and he was training Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell's kids and Stallone's kid. And, you know, all these people were coming in and out of there. So when I went back to Connecticut, which is nice because I'm right near New York and Boston, but New York is a lot more busy, I took photos and stuff, and I did some soap operas. I really didn't develop a character. I just took these pictures, these cutesy pictures, and I landed some roles and stuff like that. But then I had a discussion with my photographer, Jason, and he said, you know, you're more of a character. You're more of an edgy type of, got to be like a character actor, like Charles Bronson, or like, you know, you're not going to see Sylvester Stallone doing like Lawrence of Olivier or something like that. So I became more of a, took these different pictures of me being more like a Eastern European gangster and more edgy. And that's why on Blue Bloods, I play an undercover detective, where I'm more just kind of like your street, kind of like jeans, hoodie, leather jacket and stuff like that. And I got a lot of roles as a bad guy, which I don't mind because it's more fun playing a bad guy, but I am opposite of that in real life. I'm not really a bad guy. And but then I also get asked for auditions for like medical insurance commercials. So I have some range. So what happened was, I took new pictures with me more of a character type, and then people started being more and more interested in me, and that's how I landed on the cover on Blue Bloods for 10 seasons, and then was Ray Liotta's bodyguard in the movie The Drop. I was a Russian gangster in The Equalizer with Denzel Washington. And then because my father was Ukrainian and my mother was German, so I had that Eastern European kind of like look. and I'm able to pull off the accent. When I was younger, I was able to speak it, but as I grew up and went to school and stuff, I lost how to speak that language, which I wish I did it. So, and then I also, at the beginning, had like a goatee and longer hair, a ponytail, which was good. But I felt like the ponytail was played out. I mean, it was when Steven Seagal was doing his stuff, and that's when it was in, and I had it going on then, and it worked for me, but I had to change. I felt like I had to evolve. As an artist, I feel like you can't be afraid to change, and if you Google, like, Johnny Depp or somebody, you can see they have all different kinds of looks. They're not like, stuck in a box. And then my agency in Philadelphia was like, Alex, if you go scruffy, then you'll get more print work. And that happened. And for the photo shoot with John Wick, I got there and I was scruffy. And they said, Alex, director wants to know who would shave. I'm like, fine, right? It'll grow back. So I'm open-minded. Sometimes you have to change your look a little bit, so on and so forth. But you don't want to go too far off on a tangent. You have to identify you with a certain specific character. And if it's a role that I'm really interested in, then of course, like John Wick, if they, ask me to shave, of course I'm going to shave. So that's what happened. My instructor suggested that I would do it. And then once being in New York, you start meeting all these different people and stuff, and they take a liking to you. If you conduct yourself in a proper manner and don't have an ego a mile long and be polite, respectful, and listen and do what's asked of you and treat people nice, they're going to have you on their show and have you come back. But, some people don't get it. when you have to be on set at a certain time, you have to be there. They say quiet on set, you have to be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel my martial arts, the discipline, the perseverance, not every time you audition for a role you're going to get it. Most of the time you're not. And there's a lot of rejection in this business. I don't know if I'm going to get that print audition. I might not. But I tell the people and the students, you just have to persevere to achieve. I feel very grateful and blessed that I'm able to be doing what I'm doing in the media capital of the world, New York, and I have representation in Los Angeles too. And people reach out to me if I, can you help me, point me in the right direction? And I try to help them. And sometimes they're unappreciative, but that's not going to change who I am. I always try to help people achieve their goals, be it in the martial arts or in the industry like that. So, that's how that all came to be.
And you really hit on some very key points, and that's one thing. A lot of things that you said I try to stress to artists is that's one problem that I have found with working with artists is that a lot of times they're so, and when it comes to music, just kind of switching gears just a little bit, when it comes to working with individuals in music, as an artist, they get so, into the music and they leave all the important things behind. And I try to tell them, we have to be professional, you try to be professional, do things, on point, be nice. And they just, some of them get it and some of them don't. They think that the music that they produce is going to open up all the doors for them, that they don't have to be professional, they don't have to be nice, but you got to be the whole package. And I try to tell
you. You got to be the whole package. I totally agree. I started off as a musician, a singer in a band. And, the music could be good, but your attitude really stinks. And my instructor used to say, doesn't matter how many boards you break, how many trophies you win, and how high you kick, they're going to remember your attitude and your character and how you treat people, okay? just like the Milwaukee Bucks won the NBA championship, Giannis from Greek, how could you not like that gentleman? He's like really good at basketball, but off the court, that's nice, and he like does so much. And you can see with different athletes and musicians and actors, kind of like, you know, you kind of like could see how they are outside the music, outside of the basketball court or baseball, what have you. And then you kind of like see their character and stuff like that. So that's what I try to do. And I think it has a lot to do with how I was brought up too, you know, and martial arts are all about treating people with respect, regardless of their religion or race or whatever sexual preference they have. They're all people and they're all nice people, and just be nice to people. And that's how I was brought up. And I feel it comes very natural to me, you know, and I get very upset when I hear or see people not being treated right or treated nice, and, you know, stand up for what is right. And I think I have a pedestal to stand on. So that's what I do.
You know, and
yeah,
mm-hmm. I can't help but think about my grandmother all the time, Alex, because when I was growing up, she lived in the South and I lived in the city. I grew up in the city, but my mother would always send me and my brother, my little brother, to the
mm-hmm.
South to spend the summers with her. And I'm telling you, as a child, I would always be like, she would always want to sit me down and have these conversations with me. Now, mind you, I was 9 and 10 years old. And she's talking to me mm-hmm. about personality and character. So at 9 years mm-hmm. old, you're looking like character. Grandma's talking to
yeah.
me about character.
yeah,
but,
yeah.
you know, even to this, I'm well over 50 now, and it's still, like, stuck in my brain when her telling me about personality and having character.
I totally agree. I think your character is very important. You know, a lot of times people are like, so what do you got to do to get to where you are, to work with so many cool people and know so many cool people? And you just got to believe in, well, not judge. You have to believe in yourself, and you have to treat people nice. You don't have to kiss their behind or anything like that, but just be nice to people. Why would someone want to work with someone who's not nice? I wouldn't want to work with someone who's not nice or an idiot, especially in the business. They don't have time for that nonsense. And you're gone. You're out of here. You're gone. And, you know, sometimes you have different students come into the martial arts. Not many. And sometimes they're not usually the girls, but the younger boys, and then, you know, how boys sometimes get the little wise guys and stuff. So you got to put them in check and give them an education. And, you know, a lot of times, like if we're kicking the pad and there's five in a line, another line of five, and then one boy wants to cut in front. I'm like, why do you got to cut in front? What makes you so important that you got to be in front? Like cutting in front. No, now you're going to go in the back. Rather than being polite and say, go ahead, you could go in front. So instilling these little things at a young age, I've had students grow up and remember the different values and stuff that I've taught them when they started with me at 5 or 6 years old, and now they're in their 30s and whatnot. And yeah, so that's what I'm all about. And I enjoy being on set. I feel like I'm in my element, what I'm doing. And it's another form of creativity. As far as the martial arts is an art form, music's an art form, acting's an art form. So it's another form of being creative. And I enjoy it, and I feel very fortunate and blessed to be able to do it.
Yes. And let me ask you, let me switch gears just a little bit and talk about some of your roles in Person of Interest. That's the TV show that I really, really enjoyed. I really do like it. It was a while before I really caught on to Person of Interest. I was like, what is this? And matter of fact, I came across it on Netflix, and that's when I got hooked on Person of Interest because I watched it on Netflix, and I love mm-hmm. this show. How many seasons were you in Person of Interest?
I was, co-star on one episode as Albanian gangster, and the scene was where we were doing a diamond exchange, and it was in the back of an ambulance, and it was outside, and it was freezing cold, and mm-hmm. we're weighing the diamonds, and Jim Cavalis is out there, and this other guys, and I take the diamonds, and I look at it, and I say, and I give it to the other guy, and I say, here's your cut. Here's your cut, and that's my cut, and then a few other things, and so it was like a one-day thing. Sometimes, like Blue Bloods is like a regular kind of like thing. And a lot of the shows you're on there as a co-star or a day player or something like that, which is cool. And, yeah, that was a lot of fun to work on. Jim Cavalis was a nice guy. Who else? Keanu Reeves was really nice. Everything you hear about him is true. He's really nice. He's to himself. I never had really any bad experiences with anybody. Person of Interest was cool. It's too bad it's not on. They don't have it on anymore, right?
Mm-mm. Yeah. Caught it on Netflix. That's when I got hooked in.
Yeah.
Before, do all the reruns. And then, of course, Law and Order. I used to watch Law and Order quite a bit. Now, which one, were you on SVU or...
I was on both. I forget. One of them, I played a martial art instructor, which I was teaching class, and I had an assistant in the class with me teaching children, and he was under investigation of being a pedophile, okay? So they had us in class and doing our martial. That's where the martial arts came into play. They knew I was a martial artist and I fit the role. So that was that. And we did some scenes down in New York and stuff, and it was cool. And but some of my martial art buddies or ladies too and friends, they think the martial arts is going to be your in. To the acting world, I mean, it's a plus that you have it, but you got to learn you have to act. And again, I said, like, it's a plus, but they think that that's going to be their in, and it's not. I mean, how many martial art movies are there really? There's not really many, and there's some fight scenes and stuff like that, but the days of the Van Damme movies and Seagal and Chuck Norris and Texas Ranger and all that, and there are not many out there like that. So I think you really have to know your craft. You have to have a – it's not like modeling. Modeling is different. You got to – you're a runway model. Usually have to be tall and this and that. And acting, you could look whatever way you want to look. They have all kinds of different characters. Just know your character and own it. Develop your character and own it, And I feel like most of the roles that I get, like I played a Chechen gangster in James Gandolfini's last movie, The Drop, Ray Liotta's bodyguard, Russian gangster and John Wick. So people will say, well, you're typecast. Well, that's my specialty. Then, like I said earlier, I'll get an audition from my agent, Sylvia Hudson from Virginia, who's lovely, and say, Alex, they want you to audition for a Medical Advantage commercial. And I'll do it. I almost got it. I was on the first refusal list. That means if the other person backed out, I would have got it. But there you go. You're so close, don't work out. And some people would be like, oh, the heck with this. I don't want to do this. Or also, too, it's like there's long hours on the set, and you're You know, if you're in New York, you're doing public transportation back and forth, me driving back and forth to Connecticut. But if you love it, you do it. Every time I'm done and I'm driving back to Connecticut, I really realize what a how grateful opportunity I really have. And you meet a lot of nice people and friends also. So, yeah, what I recommend is, do your martial arts. Learn the craft, the do's and don'ts about auditioning, how to have a nice resume, how to set up a reel where you have different clips on there. Because some people think just the headshot is what you're going to get you in. But a headshot really doesn't tell all that much about you. You know, it does a little bit. So maybe you should have yourself in a suit, or maybe a woman in a dress, or maybe a fella in kind of like a sweatsuit, or me being a martial artist in a martial art uniform, and different looks, because there's a lot of, they're looking for characters and stuff like that. So, that's what I try to tell people to do if they ask me. Yeah.
Yes. You know, and I do need to take a short little break, and then
yeah,
we'll come
sure.
back. I have about 3 minutes and 20 seconds in this particular episode. I'm going to take a little break, and then we're going to come back and chat a little bit more.
Cool.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Network. I am your host, Spirits Manson, and the song you were listening to was Reclaim the Generation, which is out now on Amazon.com. You can also follow this show at iHeartRadio.com. When you get on the site, just go up to the search box where you see the little magnifying glass, type in the Fierce Female, the page will come up for you, and click on follow. And also, I do want to give my team a shout-out, Fierce Nation International. I really do appreciate them very, very much. They are from South and West Africa, North Africa, Kenya, Zimbabwe, and Ghana. And so I really do appreciate them. The goal is to change one life at a time, to change a continent. We're very serious over there. It's more than just a Facebook group. We're on a mission to change lives. And on today, I am chatting with a wonderful, wonderful individual. Very sweet, sweet person. I'm telling you, Alex Zawack is such a wonderful soul, a wonderful soul, and God has really blessed the universe with this
young man.
I really do appreciate him taking time
to talk
with me.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Love what I was hearing, changing lives, changing lives. And that's what the martial arts does, you know, too, is people come in and they have pain in their heart, pain in their head. Parents come in, can you help my child? My child doesn't have no self-confidence or no self-esteem. Some kids need work on their self-control. And, and I have people from all different ethnic backgrounds. I don't have my students call me master. I just have them call me Mr. Z-Wack or Sir. And I know they say, that's the Master Z-Wack or Grandmaster. That's fine, but that word is a painful word in history in the United States. So I know what I am. And a lot of people have told me that they realize that and they appreciate me being aware of that. And I find that being tuned in with what's going on and what's going on in the country and what's going on in our history, changing lives and making people feel better about themselves, I think that's very important. You know, when you take your last breath one day, you know you impacted someone in a positive way. You know, it's a good thing.
That's right.
Money,
yeah.
Power, fame. Another thing is you don't have your health or anything like that. So when they do the martial arts, I try to help them focus on their health and so on and so forth. So, you know, changing one life at a time, you know. And I think we're both on the same page with that. Yeah.
Yes. And Alex, I am pretty much out of time, and I do want to give an opportunity to give any closing remarks, anything that you wanted to wrap up with. You can have this moment to go ahead and do that.
Well, first I want to say thank you for having me on the show. It was really nice being with you and your audience. Hopefully they enjoyed it. I was really looking forward to it. And, like Lenny Kravitz says, let love rule. Spread peace and love. And then the world will be a better place. Whatever you're doing, being acting, martial arts, musician, working at the supermarket, a nice thank you, please, goes a long way. Make somebody's day. Rather than, give me that, open a door for somebody, let them go ahead of you. You know, I think little things like that make it go a long way. So thank you, my friend. Love you. And stay well and safe, and we'll keep in touch.
You're welcome. Yes, we will. Thank you so much for coming on.
You're very welcome. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
So, guys, I am pretty much really out of time. I just want to let you guys know on tomorrow it is America's Got Talent. Not America's Got Talent. It's The Voice. Presley Tannen will be on tomorrow evening from The Voice, Season 16. She's going to be with me on tomorrow. She has a new single that's coming out. And so you're going to have an opportunity to hear it. And it is going to be a blast on tomorrow with Presley. She was with me once before, a couple of months ago, and she's coming back. And I'm so glad to have her. She's going to be tomorrow, and we're going to get to hear some brand new music. All right, guys, you have a great evening.
You motivated. You motivated. You winning, winning. You know they hate it. Hold up.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.